welcome. We are here at the Velocity Conference for the Force here in Fort Worth. We are talking to some of the speakers and the luminaries that are here on the floor with us today. Right now, we are going to speak to Christy Pace from Pace Probity Asset Management. Christy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Now, a lot of people know me as CJ, and I don't know why they didn't put that on my tag and stuff, but yeah, it's pretty much known as CJ in the industry, so CJ.
CJ it will be. Wonderful. Well, CJ, starting out kind of broadly, obviously there's a lot going on in the market right now. There's a lot to keep track of. There's a lot happening in Washington, a lot to just keep on top of. So from your perspective, in your day-to-day, what are some of the main trends you're seeing, some of the main headwinds you're dealing with, and how are you working to kind of navigate all that?
Yeah, it's I've been doing this for 26 years, and this has been the most interesting market I've seen. What I'm seeing is, statistically, numbers-wise, we are in a shortage of inventory, as everybody just seems to be is, and it still shows as a seller's market. But, and this is where I say it's so interesting, the buyer's behavior is as if we are in a buyer's market. So I see this duality occurring that has never occurred with the statistical position that we're in. And that's very interesting to navigate. I'm seeing, because of the rates and the buyer's ability to purchase, they're limited in what they can do. And therefore, they're demanding a lot more. And in the last, I'd say, 7 to 8 months, especially in our market, they are no longer settling. They are no longer just biting the bullet and going. They're demanding inspection. They're demanding very high-end concessions to get in. And the buyer, the seller's pool, doesn't know how to react to that because they've seen it for how many years that, well, I can get whatever, I'm going to get whatever I want, and I'm going to have multiple offers, and I'm going to be okay. So there's a big shift occurring with the behaviors. But I've never seen a seller's market with the buyers behaving as if it's a buyer's market.
What do you think is driving that? Is it just kind of this place that we've been at for a while where we're seeing kind of a lot of the same factors for a sustained period since we came out of COVID? Just like the interest rates are not going down to where, you know, people want them to, but
yeah, I think it's a combination. We've got such high inflation rates. So we've had extreme debt increase, credit card debt increase. And we've had, extensive savings depletion. So you've got less savings, you've got higher debt to income ratios, you've got higher interest rates, and you've got record high prices. So it's not one factor, and I don't think it can be corrected by one factor. I think several factors have to adjust, and I'll be the one that people won't agree with in some ways, but I think it needs to adjust because your cost of living is not allowing homeownership. I think the latest study was the average first-time homebuyer age is now 35.
Hello.
I'm sorry, but that's shameful because real estate is supposed to be the American dream. I do also feel like, again, I probably will rub some shoulders wrong with this statement, but I believe that the corporate buyouts, the corporate buy-ins, the corporate uptake of real estate is creating a huge problem as well. I truly do. When we're seeing more and more, we're now seeing developments that are being built for 100% rental, not home ownership. What's happened to us as a country? We shouldn't be there.
Well, you kind of talked about what all you're seeing across the marketplace right now. What advice would you give for people working in the industry right now, whether that be some of our real estate agents or people working the asset management side like yourself? Could be anything from just tips for now to just general career advice from your career.
That kind of goes into the panel that I was on, and we talked about diversification. You cannot be just an REO agent anymore. You cannot be just an agent anymore. You cannot be, it's not going to work like it used to. So I think diversification is very important. And as we talked about on the panel, real estate being the core, the engine, off of that engine, you've got spindles going in all directions that come off of real estate. Being able to find one of those spindles that you have a passion for or a like, something that you would navigate towards in a, you know, fairly, nor, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Navigate to originally or organically. Mm-hmm. There we go. Navigate organically towards, pick it up. And I think we discussed on the panel that you need four income streams. So if you only got one or two, I highly recommend that you expand that. And if you can't find it in real estate, don't be totally afraid to step outside of it a little bit, because the skills that we acquire doing what we do transpose very easily into a lot of other different fields and industries. So if you have a passion, go after your passion. If it's outside of real estate, but do keep your core at real estate. I think Eric said that it was 27% of GDP, the real estate industry is. So there is a lot of money to be made. But with the shifts that we've been seeing in the industry as a whole, it is going to continue to shift with AI and everything else coming. We don't know where it's going to level. So being proactive versus reactive, but it's us all in a better position.
We're obviously about halfway through the conference here, conference day. So you talked a little bit about your panel and some of the takeaways there, which is great. What have been some real highlights from the conference this time around, whether it's people you've spoken with or just moments in other panels, things you've learned? What sticks out this time?
I've always liked the Velocity Conference. I've been several times. I think I was even at one of the first ones that were ever done, and I think we had like 50 people at it. It was very, very small. But what I like about the Velocity especially is it's very intimate, and it allows a space to truly connect with people. And that's hard to do at the REO conferences. You end up connecting, you know, at the bar, but this one you're connecting all through the day with multiple people because of the size. I think that's my biggest key takeaway for Velocity, is that you have that opportunity.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes of your day. CJ, I remember this.
Yes, thank you.
Do you have a website or anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, Pace Probity Asset Management is my company, and it's ppam.realestate, .com, ppam.realestate.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you.